This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Don't forget the Junk's text line is presented by Lido Pizza, a local favorite since 1955, serving pizza, subs, jumbo wings, and salads. Lido Pizza is square because Lido Pizza never cuts corners. For locations or to place your order, go to LidoPizza.com. You can text 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply, and Bish Bucks will read your texts. He may even respond to you. I don't know. I don't know how it works. I've never responded to a text in 28 years.
I haven't done it
on the text line.
I used to do it all the time.
I know.
What happened?
During the show. I don't know. Just I'm out.
What are you doing? Like, just checking your bank account all the time?
Yeah, I'm kind of. Yeah. Checking on my loser parlays. Yeah.
Right. Man, I was just asking.
Man, Tony Skin was.
He was very good.
He's great.
Cool dude, man.
Rooting for Mason.
He gave us some nice gear, too. I'm sized.
Yeah.
I like me this beanie. I like it.
Yeah. Big one against VCU.
I know,
man,
the new logo is controversial, but I like it.
That is a 4 o'clock tip against VCU on CBS Sports Network. So nationally televised game.
Of course, A-Wad will be on the pregame.
Yeah.
Okay.
He does pregame for VCU.
Well, he'll definitely not be rooting for George Mason. I know that.
No.
He's a VCU guy.
I listened to Adam a couple weeks ago. You know, I mean, I might hear the kid once a year. And he was good. I mean, he was entertaining. Mm-hmm. He had, you know, of course, you know.
He's a professional broadcaster now.
He's actually come a long way.
Yeah.
Come a long way. He handles himself. I guess it's not fair. I guess I listen to him if he calls me and I'm on his show.
Yeah.
Does that count?
I would assume.
Yeah. You might listen to him more now because you've been out of town so many times on Saturdays. He does a lot of Saturday mornings here. Most Saturday mornings he's on here. That's what I'm guessing you listen to him, unless you actually tuned into the Richmond
station.
No,
you might be right. I might listen to him driving around somewhere on a weekend, but I'm like never home on the weekends. It's like crazy. We have no reason to go anywhere this weekend, and we're going up to Cornell. There's really no reason.
Well, to visit your kid.
Yeah, but we don't
How's
have to.
How's that different than a game?
Just saw her 2 weeks ago. I don't have to go up. But we were going to go to a Marist game at Binghamton, which is an hour from Ithaca, meet up, do the whole thing. Now, because Binghamton's pummeled with snow, they moved the game to Marist. So I already promised my daughter I'd see her. This is what's ricking me.
So now Cornell's not even playing a home game.
No. And so I can't even see the hoop teams because they're like,
they're playing
at Yale and Brown or something or whatever. So I'm just going up to Cornell to go visit my daughter.
Well,
now.
You're self-ricking yourself.
I'm Rick at Binghamton.
Why are you going to Marist?
Just because I know a bunch of the guys.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just to tailgate and see the kids. So I was going to go to Marist, watch the game, tailgate. Meg was going to meet us. I was going to do a whole thing.
I know.
Now we're just going to Cornell and just going to buy my daughter
You're
going to
buy her lunch, buy her dinner.
Yeah. That's what we're doing.
That's what you do for your kids.
Why don't you stay home? Why can't you guys stay home one weekend?
We like being busy on the weekends.
You like traveling.
We like going to games. So now I'm going to go watch the Cornell lacrosse team play. I got no connection to the Cornell lacrosse team, men's team.
I'll tell you what, that's just a brutal drive.
I'm sure it is.
By the way, is it supposed to be snowing in upstate New York right now? Do they have like 10
idea.
Inches?
You mean for tomorrow?
Yeah, like this weekend. Am I driving into a blizzard?
You might be.
I don't know. I haven't paid attention to Ithaca, New York weather.
Well, I'm just saying, like, New York, is it good? And now...
It's probably not going to be warm.
The next free weekend I have is March 8th weekend, and now I've committed to go up to New York because now I'm going to take headshots.
That's right.
I'm gonna. I guess I committed to it. I Googled a bunch of stuff, and I'm going to try to take the headshots.
I think you're going
to
do a great job.
Well, I appreciate your.
I have faith in you. The photographer for the Post came and he said he liked your portfolio.
I know, but I take amazing sport. I'll be honest with you. I'm an amazing sports photographer. Outside of that realm,
it's outside of your comfort zone.
I'm very mediocre.
To like Randy Johnson. Hey,
you know what?
Isn't Randy Johnson a sports photographer?
I think so.
Yeah.
The big unit?
It's not even that hard.
I think your son and his startup buddies, they're okay with mediocre.
No, they want first class because they're involved in something where it needs to look good because people are going to be spending a lot of money.
Okay.
So it needs to look good.
Look, you're going to go up there. You're going to take good picks, and they'll settle on some, and you'll be fine. You're overthinking.
And if it doesn't come out good, I told them they still have 2-3 weeks. I think their business is set to go live March 24th. Mm. So they have to have the headshots.
So they're a month out. Yeah. Month out from launch, whatever
it is. If I do it March 8th, then it sucks. They have 2-3 weeks. They can hire somebody else.
Right.
So Friday, so tomorrow.
Yeah. What is that? Is this a blizzard?
18 degrees, windy, and snow.
That'll 80, be a fun game to be outside at.
84% chance of snow.
Oh, you're going to be outside in that nonsense?
Tomorrow. Isn't that where they play lacrosse?
Generally, yes.
Tomorrow night, they're going to play in that?
Mm. No. That will be a Saturday.
Okay. Saturday's going to be cold.
Yeah, you're right.
Saturday, noon,
Saturday, 34 degrees and sunny, so not as cold.
Sunny. You said sunny.
But Friday is going to be have fun traveling in that when you're driving.
All right, I see Adam's on the line.
By the way, you're a sports photographer. You know I have a neighbor who's a photographer. Do you know what his specialty is?
Nature.
More specific.
Birds.
Butterflies.
Birds.
Bugs.
He's an insect photographer.
He has 434,000 followers on Instagram, and National Geographic did something recently on his pictures. He just goes into the woods, has one of these fancy cameras like EB has, and then, I don't know, does time-lapse stuff.
He has almost 500,000 followers because he takes pictures of caterpillars.
Ben Small World on Instagram.
He takes very, very like zoomed in.
It's very nichey. Good for him.
Yeah.
What's wrong? Look at that.
No, I met the guy. Yeah. We talked all night at JP's New Year's Eve party about his bug photography.
Right.
Well, he can come to my house.
Sounds like scintillating conversation.
He can come to my house and take pictures.
It actually was pretty.
Was it? It was.
Well, he's monetizing it, right?
Yeah, he's a superstar in the photography world for his bug photography.
That's the thing. It's hard for people. Like, everybody thinks they're a photographer. It's hard to actually make money, make a living being a photographer.
He takes, this like, macro photos of tarantulas.
Like, here's a Japanese beetle.
I'm great at this. Right here,
that's your niche.
I'm really good at that.
You always see those reels, right? We'll go back to reels. Every day it's a reel.
You love reels.
You get those reels where they say you could submit your iPhone photos and stock photography places, you could just submit them, and if they like them, you get paid.
You don't know his favorite singer. Be Real from Cypress Hill. You love that guy.
I'm going to need you to venture out from Instagram Reels and the Daily Mail, because outside of those two sources, you got nothing. You're on those two things 24/7.
I do YouTube Reels, all their shorts.
As long as they're reels,
I do YouTube shorts.
You've mentioned six different Reels today.
Real
I've been
world.
Counting.
He it's loves Real World.
It's the stuff that's interesting to me. It's interesting to me. But you don't just sit there and scroll reels when you're bored?
No.
I guess you watch TV. I don't really watch TV.
I do reels too.
Yeah.
But that's...
He mixes it up.
I mix it up. You gotta, it's not... Everything, you're taking it as gospel, whatever you
hear. No, I'm not.
You see on the reels.
I'm not taking it as gospel. It's one douche, but whatever. It's interesting.
And the Daily Mail is another thing. I mean, constantly bring in every story from the entertainment page is from the Daily Mail. Everything you bring up it's a tabloid. 90% of those stories are fake.
Do you want me to quit?
I don't understand.
But is it?
They did expand your horizon.
They were doing some sort of protest because Valdez came in here and brought a bunch of papers to Cakes.
Yeah, I don't even understand that.
And I was like, we said yesterday Cakes is the leader of the EP.
It was a lighthearted joke.
Yeah, why? Because I had diarrhea?
Because there's a 50-50 shot, you might not be here for it.
Did you forget AWOD's on the line?
No. He is forgettable, but I didn't. All right, Adam.
Adam, what's up?
Man, that was a great conversation. I didn't want to interrupt that, but I'm so fired up from that Tony Skin interview. That was awesome, guys.
Are you being serious?
That's for a rival VCU.
You know, yeah, but I grew up going to Jim Larrañaga camp every single summer. I was the hotshot champion, so I love Tony Skin, Lamar Butler, everybody on that.
Do you have a certificate? You won hotshot against two? Can we verify this?
The silly hotshot champion when I was like 13.
Just remember,
hey,
you barely beat...
How many times want to call him Batum? Right to him, right?
A-Wad.
Well, that's his name.
Just remember, you barely beat me in an alley, and I'm double your age. You barely squeaked out a win against me. And I was mediocre at my peak.
And the listeners have continued to remind you, Cakes, that A-Wad whooped your butt.
No, they never. How about they never remind me about it?
Adam, all of the bonding time that you and Drab spent together, did you ever beat him in anything, in tennis or ping pong or basketball or anything?
I wouldn't count it as a victory because he rage quits anytime I'm about to win.
Oh, is that true? Where did that happen?
Tennis court, FIFA in the Aria Casino. It happened ping pong one time. At my dad's house, he nearly threw his racket. I mean, he's a rage quitter.
Hold on. I absolutely obliterated Adam in tennis last time we played him and his dad together.
Oh, you beat him against me. Maury?
Yes. And Adam's a lobber. He's so tilted to play.
I'll say
against.
That. I played him in tennis, and I don't know, played a set. It was probably like 6'4", Adam. He lets you make all the mistakes.
Yeah. Strokes. He's a lob king.
He doesn't really
zero pace
hit
on his
winners.
Strokes.
Those are the worst guys to play.
The worst.
Moonballer.
Yeah.
Are you kidding? It's called effective tennis. Zero unforced errors.
It's for losers.
I can hit it down the line whenever
loser
I want.
Ball, yeah.
It's
loser
yes,
ball.
It is.
It's for losers.
I'd rather lose with unforced errors than play the way you play.
Well, I could beat you any day, JP. So if you want to lose again, let's do it. JP challenge. Let's go.
So did he beat you in tennis?
Yeah, like 6'4" or something. Oh, no, I'm not a tennis player.
His dad is a tennis coach, so he has some of those.
Maury's a tennis coach? This is news.
Really?
Legendary.
Hold on. Your dad was a tennis coach? On what
Where?
Level? Like, what kind of coach?
Legendary in Fairfax Station. He coached at Hayfield. He coached at Woodson. He coached
so
at
he did
Lee.
All the high
That's
schools.
When he had his silly
Usually
run
those state. Guys are like the guy that worked at 7-Eleven and he coaches the tennis team.
Jonan. Yeah.
No, he was the special ed teacher, and he was the tennis coach.
That says a lot.
A lot of jokes there.
Yeah. Sure. We got to stay away from that
Yeah,
one.
We're going to stay away.
Hey, so you're doing pregame for VCU, correct?
We had a son.
Adam, you're doing VCU pregames, right?
Yep, pregame, halftime, and postgame for road games, and we've got a huge game Saturday. And look, I kind of want to pitch myself to be the Junkies bracketologist throughout the rest of February and March, because nobody covers college basketball in the state of Virginia like I do. Virginia Tech and UVA are so poo-poo garbage this season. Yep. If it wasn't for Maryland, it would be all about the A-10, VCU, and George Mason. But Coach Willis got a great squad this year. They're in the tournament. And so VCU and Mason, it could be the winner of this game Saturday gets to the NCAA tournament, and the loser's going to the NIT, and it sucks. But that's the
you don't think it's
going to
be a
right
multiple?
Now.
You don't think both schools could get in?
I really don't. Unfortunately, it feels like VCU needs to win out and Mason needs to win out, and they're going to face each other
I
Saturday.
I like how A-Wad is billing himself as a preeminent college hoops mind in the whole
he
state of Virginia.
He's more than
well, he forgot there's a conference tournament.
Yeah. Yeah. He just said the loser of the game's going to the NIT. Yeah. They got a conference tournament.
Yeah, you're going to have a conference tournament. You understand that.
Well, yeah, but that's a crapshoot every time. You have to win three games in 3 days. In the A-10, if you've been paying attention, Drab and Valdez have not. Though number one seed barely ever wins, right? Last year, I believe it was the 8 seed, Duquesne. So it's not a top 4 seed most of the year. So if you want to be an NCAA tournament team, you got to be the one seed heading into the A-10 tournament. That didn't even work for Richmond last year. Spiders got screwed. They were the one seed and ended up in the NIT. So it's probably going to be a one-bid league in the A-10. Because
I don't
the
know.
SEC
Adam, listen, I'm impressed.
18 teams in. The
I'm
SEC's
impressed.
Going to get 2018 teams in this year. It's going to be in the field of 68, all SEC. It's so stupid.
I'm impressed. But, you know, I know that we talked, it's either Jimmy Patsos or A-Wad.
Yeah.
Who's going to be our college basketball guy
right.
come tournament time? Because we had already talked to Jimmy about coming in. But maybe we'll have you in, too.
Yeah, he can give you the coaching perspective. I can give you the fan perspective and really break down the bracketology. I get psyched for that one.
Are you still with your girl?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah?
It's going so well, EB.
Is she still psyched for you?
So size. Yeah, Valentine's Day was so silly.
What did you do for Valentine's Day?
I was hitting three-run home runs. It was so silly.
What did you do? What did you do special for your lady?
I got her a Starbucks gift card. All right, I thought that was good. I got her.
Aren't you 30 years old?
Romantic.
That's a panty dropper.
Aren't you 30
women,
years old?
Women
Adam?
Get sized for Starbucks. Oh my God, Starbucks makes her day.
All right.
What? How much was it? $25
No, I'm nubs. It was 15
Oh jeez.
Yeah.
He doesn't have any money.
So two cups of coffee.
You got her $15
Yeah, that's two cups.
That's one,
that is. That's
one
cups.
Grande.
And then what?
Or that's
do?
One
I
cup and a
very
bagel.
Nice card that I signed, and then I took her out to dinner, and that was $180
All right. Right.
Where'd you
right.
take her? You take her to Bookbinders or whatever it is.
I took her to Pinkies, and I'm Pinkies? Still thinking about Evie. You would love their salmon and crab risotto. Oh, I mean, it's the best thing I've ever had.
All right.
Salmon and crab together with like a cheesy rice combination? That should be my last meal before I die.
What did she get you?
What did she get me?
Yeah,
she got me cologne, and I don't know how to feel about that.
have you worn it yet?
Because you might be stinky.
I know, I know. She says she gets psyched for the smell, and she wants me to smell like that.
All
know.
Right, that's good. Right. At least she didn't get you mouthwash.
How old is she, if you don't mind me asking?
She's 3 years younger than me.
Okay, so he's got
so
time.
Because
if she's his age or older, then you start feeling
what
the
is
heat.
She? Yeah. Is she? So she's 28? How old are you, 31?
No, I'm 32 now.
Oh, okay.
She's 32? Get your tombstone ready, Rich.
Check your age.
All right, Awa, we got to run, man. It's good hearing from you. We'll talk to you again soon.
We'll get you on around the tournament.
Right, big game Saturday, George Mason, VCU.
All right. That's the most brilliant college hoops mind in the entire Commonwealth of Virginia. AY.
He's pretty locked in.
When we come back, we'll give you a chance to win a four-pack of tickets to go see the Harlem Globetrotters when they come to Capital One Arena. So keep listening.